I want to talk to you about the purpose of the warm-up. You know, we have probably heard some encouragement about warm-up from somebody, physiologist, trainer, sports coach, whatever. You know, we all have some idea, oh yeah, the warm-up is important. And we usually think of it in terms of, yeah, getting, you know, the blood flowing, getting the muscles warmed up and the tissues, you know, loosened up and warm, body warm, so that we can get into the main workout and get the best benefit out of it so we don't hurt ourselves. And that's true, definitely. Definitely encourage that. But let's think about it from other perspectives to add more to that picture of the purpose of a warm-up. If a musician is getting ready to practice or play a piece or go into a concert, you know, they're going to come in and they're going to put their instruments, they're going to plug in, they're going to make sure all the equipment is working and the batteries are charged in the pickup and all that stuff. And they're going to then touch the instrument. And not only are they going to let their own body warm up, they're going to see that the instrument is tuned up, you know, that the piano sounds the way they expect it to. And or the guitar is tuned, the strings are tuned just right. And, you know, if the air is more moist or cool or warmer than usual, you know, then that can affect the instrument. Then they have to then do some tuning on it. And then their fingers and their hands or their voice, you know, it needs to warm up as well. It needs to harmonize with the instrument, needs to, you know, get familiar and get a feel for that time and that place, that room. There's all these things that are going in there, and the musician is getting into the mindset for that particular time, into the mood of the music that they're going to play. So there's physical component, there is a neural component, there is a environmental component, there is a mental, emotional, motivational component. These things are happening during that warm-up time. If we were going to go into, let's say, a surgery, my wife likes to watch Grey's Anatomy, and I sit there and watch every once in a while. You know, and so they're in surgery, of course, and somebody goes in there before the surgery takes place, and they set up all the equipment, and they get it in position, and they position it just right, and they lay out on the trays, and they anticipate what activities are going to happen in that surgery, and the tools that they're going to need, and the equipment, and the materials, and the solutions, and the drugs, and all that stuff, and they're getting it ready for the main operation. So there's also the sense of preparation of equipment. Well, in our warm-up time, what is it that you want to do in the main swim time? Think about it. What is it you want to do? Well, I want to swim marvelously. I want to get into it. I want to work on something, yes. But my whole goal is to feel wonderful. I want, if I'm going to work at long distance, I want the long distance to feel wonderful. If I'm going to work at high speeds and sprints, I want the sprints to feel wonderful. I want to be able not only just do it a little bit, I want to do it as much as I can with the time that I have available. So I'm looking to get in and get things set up to where I feel marvelous. So in order to do that, to get to that place where the marvel is, where the magic is in the stroke, my tune-up needs to be preparing those things that I know are necessary in order for me to feel the magic of the main practice time. And if I'm doing the warm-up and I go along and I'm putting pieces in place and I'm checking equipment and something is missing, if some part of my body is not fully there or not working just right or not ready, if some part of my attitude or my mind is distracted or my attitude is off, my plan doesn't suit the environment that I'm in. Like if I have this idea I'm going to do something, but I'm out in open water and it's particularly wavy or cold or whatever, or I'm in the pool and it's crowded and I needed an empty lane, I'm going to have a problem there because I'm not set up to reach the magic that I was looking for. So what would be the point of stopping my warm-up before I've got everything in place and going into the main set? And then what? Assuming by accident the magic happens? No, it's not going to by accident happen. It's going to happen because I was responsible enough to make sure my warm-up brought everything online that was necessary for me to recreate the magic during my main set. As a matter of fact, if I haven't started to touch the magic in my warm-up, then I'm not ready for the main set yet. That's what the warm-up is about. It's about getting things in place and testing that they're there so that when you get into the main work, you can be assured that you now have everything you need to do the work that you intend to do and have a good chance of getting the results that you're looking for in that particular day. So let's think about it specifically. When I come to the pool, when you come to the pool, the first thing you need is your body, obviously, needs to come, it's obvious, needs to come into the facility and into the water. The body needs to be there. Yeah, of course. Well, I suppose you could be at home and you could be imagining having practice. That is valid, right? You could do that. But if, you know, we would prefer to be in the water actually doing the activity. So you're coming and you're doing, your body is there. But now the thing is, your mind needs to also come into the facility and into the water and get into your body, right? I'm sure you can think of a time where you got into your practice time, but your mind was elsewhere. It was thinking about that problem, that thing, or exciting thing, or a negative thing, or you were daydreaming, or you didn't have a plan, or you didn't know what to focus on. So the brain had nothing assigned to it. And your body was there doing something else, and most likely that wasn't very satisfying time in the water. You may have got the work done, whatever it was, but if your mind wasn't engaged in it, it, first of all, didn't accomplish a whole lot neurologically, and then number two, it probably wasn't very interesting or satisfying. So what we're looking for is to bring the body into the water and then bring the mind into the body and have it fully present. And then first of all, the mind needs to pay attention to what's going on inside the body. And once the mind and the body are unified and they are now able to then together interact and unify with the water, the environment surrounding the body. So these are the first most fundamental elements that need to be in place during the warm-up. Body in the water, mind in the body. Body-mind interacting with the water in a smooth, cooperative way. And as you're then looking inside the body, you're starting to feel, okay, starting from the center outward, feeling along the spine, the head, the spine axis, feeling that body, starting there, is that body long? Is it firm? Is it stable in the core along that torpedo frame? Just thinking about what's happening in the middle of the body and giving time before you start adding too much power and trying to stretch and reach and do all these contortions to get your stroke the way you think it should be. Just let your body inside of itself become unified and lengthened, aligned, stabilized, strengthened, and feel your blood flowing to the places of the body that it needs to go. Feel your respiration come into a more balanced, appropriate state for the activity, a nice long exhale with this occasional brief inhale. Feel your arms and your legs starting to line up with the torso. Instead of pulling or pushing against it, they start lining up with it and moving in ways that are cooperative with the alignment of the spine and cooperative with the rotation, instead of ignoring it or working in conflict with it. And then as you start to feel that unity in the middle of the body, then move out to the periphery and start feeling your arms and your shoulders lengthen and your body just more naturally becomes longer, elongated and stretched out. You feel, without even having to force it, that your stroke gets longer. And then you can consider adding more pressure, more power to your underwater catch, to your propulsive actions. You can start to add some variety of intensity and speed towards the second half of your warm-up. So now you're starting to get blood flowing and kind of get the heart rate going and getting the nervous system primed for different kinds of activities that you may be doing in the main set of the workout. So these are things that we want to do inside the body during that warm-up time. Now, this takes me at least 11 or 12 minutes. Now listen, I've been swimming for over 30 years. I've been training seriously all that time. I've fairly well developed swimmer. I've been practicing TI for 17. I'm still fairly young and I'm quite fit and coordinated. But you know what? My body still takes time. I need 12 minutes of really gentle, very considerate movements to get this initial level. And then I go full 25 minutes, 30 minutes in my warm-up times. It's only after like 25 minutes that I feel that I click into another depth of warmed upness, tuned upness, where I'm ready to work at a higher level. So I'm in my old age, my wisdom and my middle age, I've learned to be very patient with this warm-up. And even if I had a short amount of time, it would be better for me to take a nice 15, 20 minutes and do that patient warm-up and then get into my main set than ever try to skip it. It's just so foolish to try to skip that warm-up time. Also in that warm-up, then I'm starting to feel the water. I'm starting to feel how is my body interacting with this. And I've mentioned in a different podcast, I'm never the same swimmer 2 days in a row. I come into the pool and things are just different. Either the water feels different or the environment is different, or I'm swimming in open water and nature has just presented different characteristics on that particular day. You know, some days the water just feels thick and other days it feels thin, and some days it's warm, some days it's cold, and some days it has a current in this direction or that or not. And I just, every day I have to adapt my body to that environment. And in my own body, I have different energy levels. My hormones might be a little bit different. It might be a different time of the day, different time of the week, different time of the month. Fatigue is accumulated or it's fresh. So, you know, I really need to get in and just find out, who am I today? What body do I have to work with today? What mind do I have to work with today? And how do I bring this, you know, somewhat unique team of body, mind, and environment together and create something marvelous out of these ingredients on this particular day? So that gives you some inspiration, hopefully, about how to view your warm-up time, is that don't just do it to get through the motions as if it's only about, you know, muscles and heart rate. It's so much more than that. It's about your neural system. It's about your hormone system. It's about your respiration and heart rate. It's about your observation, your awareness. It's about your sensitivity to the signals inside the body and coming from the environment around you and the signals you're sending out into those environments. So there's so much more going on there, and your warm-up time is the time you have to get in tune and get ready to make something marvelous in the rest of your swim time. All right, I hope you feel inspired by that. And you know, get with it. Get with making marvelous, wonderful warm-ups. And even if you could do nothing else, let's say you only had 15 minutes, just get in and make a marvelous warm-up. You will leave the pool far more satisfied with a marvelous warm-up time than you would if you just got in and tried to hammer things out in it because you were impatient. All right? Go try it out and let me know what you think. Take care.